Welcome to the LDS Addiction Recovery Program Men's Pornography Group Podcast. In today's meeting, we will discuss Step 7, Humility. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles has said the following about addiction.
This and many other scriptures testify to us there is hope for the addicted. And this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer.
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true opinions and experiences of the guests and may not represent the official position of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Welcome to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Addiction Recovery Meeting. I'm Elder Gibson, and I am serving as the missionary group leader. Do we have anyone here for the first time? Please turn off your cell phones and pagers. We don't have any announcements tonight, so we'll just go right into the meeting itself. Would someone volunteer to offer an opening prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the chance that we have to gather here together as brothers and to just share in the spirit of the meeting and be lifted by the strength of these wonderful men. We ask that the Spirit will be with us tonight, that we'll be receptive to the things that we need to receive, that we'll also be receptive to saying something that could touch the heart of someone else who might be listening. And please bless that we'll have the strength and courage to do thy will one day at a time. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Addiction Recovery Meetings assist those who desire to recover from addiction. We also welcome family and friends whose lives have been affected by the addiction of ourselves. We are a group of brothers who share our experience, faith, and hope as we study and apply the principles of the gospel as they correlate with the 12 steps of recovery. Our meetings provide a safe place for honest sharing because we adhere to the principles of confidentiality and anonymity, and we use appropriate language and behavior to invite the Spirit to be with us. As we practice these 12 steps in our lives, we receive power through the atonement of Jesus Christ to overcome addiction and receive the full blessings of the gospel. Family and friends who practice these same 12 steps will also find hope and healing for themselves. We'll now go around the room and read each of the 12 steps found on page Roman numeral 4. We invite each person who is willing to read one step. It's perfectly acceptable to pass if you prefer to listen only. Patrick, would you start us off?
Step 1, admit that you of yourself are powerless to overcome your addiction and that your life has become unmanageable.
Step 2, hope. Come to believe that the power of God can restore you to complete spiritual health.
Step 3, decide to turn your will and your life over to the care of God, the Eternal Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ.
Step 4, make a searching and fearless written moral inventory of yourself.
Step 5, admit to yourself, to your Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ, to proper priesthood authority, and to another person the exact nature of your wrongs.
Step 6, become entirely ready to have God remove all your character weaknesses.
Step 7, humbly ask Heavenly Father to remove your shortcomings.
Step 8, make a written list of all persons you have harmed and become willing to make restitution to them.
Step 9, wherever possible, make direct restitution to all persons you have harmed.
Step 10, continue to take personal inventory, and when you are wrong, promptly admit it.
Step 11, seek through prayer and meditation to know the Lord's will and to have the power to carry it out.
Step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of the atonement of Jesus Christ, share this message with others and practice these principles in all you do.
Thank you very much. Each week we focus on a different step. This week's step we'll be reading is step 7, found on page 41. From A Guide to Addiction Recovery and Healing. We'll go around the room and each person who is willing may read one or two paragraphs. You may pass if you prefer to listen only. We have an extra copy of the guide for you to use in this meeting in case you do not have one. During the reading, listen for thoughts, feelings, and experiences you have in common with those who have taken these steps. Shall we just continue on reading?
Step 7, humility, key principle, humbly ask Heavenly Father to remove your shortcomings. All the steps require humility, but step 7 requires it most explicitly. Humbly ask Heavenly Father to remove your shortcomings. The humble heart we developed in step 6 brought us to our knees in step 7 to ask the Lord to remove our shortcomings. When we had progressed to this point, we were ready to pray without any other motivation but our desire to become one in heart and in mind with Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. No longer were we satisfied with the change in habits or even in lifestyle. We were finally ready to have God change our very nature.
Step 7 represented for each of us such total surrender to the Savior that many of us cannot help but cry out in our hearts as Alma did, "O Jesus, thou Son of God, have mercy on me." Genuine remorse filled our hearts, not only because we had suffered or made others suffer, but because we regretted that even in recovery, we still could not remove our own shortcomings.
Having felt a portion of the love of God, we desired to give up all of our sins, even all inclination to sin, so we might know him better. Finally, voluntarily, with all our hearts, we offered our whole souls to God and asked him to forgive us and make us in his image. We had finally come to realize that no other name, no other way nor means can give us a complete remission of our sins. Holding nothing back, we pled with the Father that he, in his infinite mercy, would forgive us for all our pride, transgressions, and shortcomings. We asked that he would grant us grace, that through him we might maintain this new way of life.
The Lord did not begin with such a revolutionary change of our entire character until we allowed him to do so. Step 7 was our decision. We had to humble ourselves deliberately. We had to surrender every particle of self-sufficient pride and admit that our efforts to save ourselves had been insufficient. We had to feel and live the truth King Benjamin taught, that we are all beggars before God and have no hope of salvation by our own efforts, but only through the mercy and grace of Jesus Christ.
Step 7 marked for each of us a moment when we finally yield without reservation to the eternal truth taught in Mosiah 16:4. All mankind were lost, and behold, they would have been endlessly lost were it not that God redeemed his people from their lost and fallen state. Our experiences taught us that in taking step 7, we were not excused from the work that was ours to do. We still had to be patient and press forward with a steadfast in Christ.
We had not become entirely free from the desire to sin. We had to learn to accept life on God's terms and wait upon his purposes and his timing, even in the removal of our shortcomings. In taking step 7, we learned to live with the same humility and patience toward God that Alma and his brethren showed when their burdens were lightened but not removed. They did submit cheerfully and with patience to all the will of the Lord. We finally abandoned the idea that we could become perfect by ourselves, and we accepted the truth that God desires us to conquer our weaknesses in this life by coming to Christ and being perfected in him. We found that by his grace, he enabled us to deny ourselves of all ungodliness and to understand that salvation comes not by our own power, but by his.
Each step comes with a warning, though, and step 7 is no exception. We who have embraced these principles must warn you that you cannot expect to take this step without sacrifice, and rightly so. In Doctrine and Covenants 59:8, the Lord commands, "Thou shalt offer a sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in righteousness, even that of a broken heart and a contrite spirit." This offering is the essence of step 7. Even as you feel the pains of your own rebirth, remember that his suffering, not yours, ensures your redemption from sin. Your sacrifice is only a humble reminder of his great and last sacrifice on your behalf.
When you put everything into God's hands, you have finally done all you can to receive His unmistakable witness that your sins are forgiven, that your past is truly in the past. Like people who were converted in the Book of Mormon, you can testify that you have been visited by the power and Spirit of God, which is in Jesus Christ. Along with Alma, you can exclaim, "I could remember my pains no more. Yea, I was harrowed up by the memory of my sins no more. And oh, what joy, and what marvelous light I did behold. Yea, my soul was filled with joy as exceeding as was my pain."
Thank you very much. Each week, we focus on the action steps. As we read the section called Action Steps, we learn about recovery and gospel actions we can take to come unto Christ and receive power to live in recovery from addiction. I'll begin that section. Let's just continue around the room. Seek for the power of the Savior's atonement to become effective in your personal life by meditating on the sacrament prayers. One effective form of meditation is to think of a verse or a phrase of Scripture as you pray to understand its meaning and application in your own life. Since each of us must make the covenant that is repeated in the sacrament prayers, you could meditate on them. Following the invitation of the prophets to apply the Scriptures in your life, you may want to read Moroni chapter 4, verse 3, and chapter 5, verse 2, and humbly consider these sacred words in your own voice. For example, "O God, the Eternal Father, I ask Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this bread to my soul as I partake of it, and keep His commandments which He has given me, that I may always have His Spirit to be with me."
Pray humbly for God to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. By keeping a simple prayer in your heart, such as, "Lord, what wilt Thou have me do?" or "Thy will be done," you will be continually reminded of your total dependence upon the Lord. The love of God, yours for Him and His for you, will help you form one relationship to which you can give yourself without reservation. You sought this love all the years you were trapped in addiction. Step 7, you will find a way to obtain peace as you enter into the rest of the Lord.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the sharing portion of the meeting and turn the time over to our facilitator, Patrick.
Hi, I'm Patrick.
Hi, Patrick.
And I am a recovering addict from pornography, drugs, alcohol, and a lot of other sins that follow those. And step 7, humility. All of this step, really, it takes us to have that desire and us to actually act upon what we should do for Christ to be able to help us out. In a couple of these paragraphs, well, one of them that I just, as reading, it came to me that we accept the truth that God desires us to conquer our weakness in this life by coming to Christ and being perfected in Him. So we are actually, we are the ones that are going to be conquering over our weakness. And by the way that we are able to do that is we have to come to Christ. That is how we conquer our addiction. And for me, it just dawned on me. It was, I thought that me just quitting is me conquering. And for the longest time, that's how my life was. Well, if I quit, then I'm good. But it was always followed up by starting up again and doing it again. And it wasn't until I turned my life over to Christ. And in the action steps where it says, keep a prayer in your heart, "Lord, what wilt Thou have me do?" I catch myself now looking back at my days that I actually say that throughout the day, a lot, actually. And it has become a habit that I don't actually have to think about it, that I actually do it throughout the day. And it's interesting how much my life can be guided to better. You know, this, it's just amazing how Heavenly Father will work and be able to help us not only overcome our addiction, but change, like completely different type of person if we let him. And I know that this is a step that needs to take everything you have, that you have to be humble, and it can't be the, well, I'll give it to you and I'll take it back, that all of us have gone through in our addiction. Oh, we'll give this much to Christ, but then I want it back. I want my will back. And with this, you have to actually give everything, and you have to voluntarily, with all our hearts, offer our whole souls to God, as it says here in paragraph 3. And I testify that if we take this step and do it wholeheartedly with everything we have, miracles will happen. You will become the man that our Heavenly Father wants you to become. And I'm grateful for this program. The spirit that is here is amazing. And it's at every meeting too, which is even more amazing. And I'm grateful to be in the presence of you great men that I have come to admire and look up to for your humility in coming here. And God is great. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Patrick.
For those of you who have joined us since the meeting began, we welcome you. We will now begin the sharing portion of the meeting. Share about your personal recovery experience as it relates to the tools of recovery. This week's step, or the step you're currently working on, please focus your sharing on the solution rather than the problem. Refrain from mentioning graphic details about the practice of your addiction. Remember, crosstalk, which is interrupting or commenting directly about another participant's remarks, is not appropriate. Also, it is perfectly acceptable to pass if you prefer to listen only. Confidentiality and anonymity foster honesty and make this a safe place to share. Therefore, whom you see here, what you hear here, when you leave here, let it stay here.
Here.
In keeping with the principle of anonymity, we invite you to introduce yourself by your first name only. We will conclude the sharing portion 5 minutes before the end of the meeting for final thoughts from Elder Gibson. The time is now yours to share your experience, faith, and hope. We invite you to share 3 to 5 minutes, and I'll give you a signal at 3 minutes and then at 5 to let you know what you have. In this meeting, we will proceed clockwise. Who would like to begin sharing?
Hello, I'm Eric.
Hi, Eric.
I'm an addict of pornography and masturbation, codependence, pride, just all the things I found out that I have no control over by myself. And I think that's the beauty of this step is, yeah, Heavenly Father cared enough for me to be available for when I was humble enough. I wish I would have reached the humility to try to work on this addiction by myself, but I needed to be compelled to be humble. The pain of the addiction, the ugliness of it all finally had to be bad enough that that I wanted a way out. And thankfully, my Father in Heaven was there. I was just thinking about it. Going through recovery brought on a whole pile of problems, because a lot of things I had just masked with my addiction. And with each of those things that pop up, it's like, man, okay, how do I get through this? I finally have a testimony now of the atonement and of my Heavenly Father, that He wants to be involved in helping me to overcome each one of those things. I'm finally getting the picture that I can't do it on my own, but with their help, I can. For example, I'm sometimes quick to anger or sometimes frustrated or wanting to do things my own way. And I just try to keep a prayer in my heart, asking Heavenly Father to help me. And that kind of brings out on its own set. Sometimes I don't want to know what He wants me to do. It's like, if I have this impression, I'm going to have to act on it. And I think sometimes that takes an effort for me to be courageous and humble enough to do that. But I know when I have, I've seen blessings in my life as well, the lives of others. And I say those things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Eric.
Hi, I'm Robin.
Hi, Robin.
And I'm in recovery from masturbation and pornography and sexual sin and lust and a lot of things. So grateful always to be here, and grateful for the wonderful spirit that I feel. Thankful for the program and for the true blessing that has been in my life. I'm thankful for this step. I wish that I was perfect at giving up all of my sin. I'm still working on that. I still catch myself, as I did this week, sometimes I get quick to anger, and sometimes I don't get it shut down quite in time. I try not to ever let it get to that point, but sometimes it happens. And I had it happen this week. And after I hung up the phone, after making a complete idiot out of myself over something, was it worth it? I realized what I did, and I started to cry. And I just immediately, I was alone, and I asked Heavenly Father, forgive me and to help me to overcome that. I hope that somebody, if you're listening, I hope that you realize the importance of how important it is to recognize how totally dependent we are upon our Heavenly Father, and how much that He really loves us and He wants to help us to overcome the weaknesses that we have. I'm thankful each week that I can come and go through a step. I've been in the program long enough to realize that the steps through the week and through the month, through each day, affect me, each one of them. And I'm certainly grateful for this, and I'm grateful for the people that are here, for the testimonies that they share. I'm thankful, so grateful for the program, for the guidance and the direction it gives me. But more for I love to feel the spirit here. It's a wonderful, wonderful place to share and to be comfortable. I'm thankful for the atoning sacrifice of our Savior Jesus Christ. For the wonderful love that He has for each one of us. I know that the gospel's true. I know this program works. And I say this thing in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thanks, Robin.
Hi, my name is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
And I'm in recovery from an addiction to pornography, masturbation, lust,
and a lot of other things that go along with those addictions. Step seven, humility, was, I wished I was perfect at being humble and turning my will over to my Heavenly Father and seeking His will. You know, it's something that I'm learning to do each and every day still. You know, it's interesting because, you know, it's been just over 6 weeks since I've got my rights back and been able to go to the temple and everything, you know, and I was sitting here as we were reading the step. You know, I've kind of been struggling the last few weeks, and I've wondered why, and you know, honestly, it's all about this step. You know, I've kind of been puffed up and trying to do it on my own and everything and take my will back, you know, and in the early in the step, it says, we had finally come to realize that no other name, no other way nor means can give us a complete remission of our sins. Holding nothing back, we pled with the Father that He, in His infinite mercy, would forgive us for all our pride, transgressions, and shortcomings. You know, I've been really prideful the last few weeks, and you know, I can tell. We hear in the meetings all the time that these steps are important, that we have to live and we have to study and we have to work at them on a daily basis. And honestly, I haven't been doing that like I should, and that's why I'm struggling. You know, I remember early when I came to this step the first time, you know, I had to come out to my wife, told her about the extramarital affair and everything, and had started the repentance process, and my wife was really struggling. I honestly didn't know if we were going to make it or not. We stayed together, but deep down, I really questioned whether we were going to make it or not. And a good friend who had gone through the program before me, he told me, he said, Ryan, he said, turn it over the will, seek the Lord's will, and be humble. And I was working on this step, you know, and he told me this. He said, Ryan, in the end, you have to be okay if at the end your wife isn't there, if your kids are not there, because you're going through this for you. You're not going through this for anybody else. You're doing this for you. You need to humble yourself and realize that. And it was a hard thing to swallow because, I mean, I loved my wife to death. Have three amazing boys with her. And the more and more I thought about that, the more and more I kind of got sick to my stomach. But then I remember one night as I was saying my prayers, I finally knelt down and said, Heavenly Father, I seek your will, but at the same time, I want my wife there. I want my family in the end. If it is your will you please, please allow that to happen? And, you know, it was amazing what happened in my life, you know, because just a few months down the road now, I do have my family. My wife and I, we have a great relationship, better than we've ever had in our almost 9 years of marriage. And you know, it's about seeking Heavenly Father's will and being humble enough to seek it and to admit that I couldn't overcome anything and that I had to give it up to Him. I'm thankful for these steps. I know what I have to do. I've said this several times, but I don't know where I would be in my life without these steps. I know that I would not have the relationship today that I have with my Heavenly Father or my friend Jesus Christ. And I leave that with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Ryan.
Hi, I'm Jason.
Hi, Jason.
I'm a son of God and in recovery from addiction to pornography and masturbation and lust. And I'm really good at being prideful and thinking I see things as perfectly and I know what's best for Jason. And I've found it interesting that this is step seven. Because before, I guess before I got in the program, before I, you know, really realized the severity of my compulsion and lack of control over my emotions and impulses, I thought it was simply just, okay, I can't stop doing this, so Jason's program was pray really hard and with a lot of faith that God will take away my character weaknesses and I'm healed at the end and life is wonderful. And I tried that program like a couple thousand times and it didn't. Like, and sometimes it, you know, and of course, you know, there is strength that comes from prayer, and I felt very many times strength and greater energy and desire to do what's right, and a lessening of my desire for my addiction. But to have my nature changed, it wasn't a simple one-time prayer, no matter how much faith I squeezed out of myself to do it. And I think maybe part of it, I was kind of, I think I've kind of misunderstood the Savior's promise to ask and ye shall receive and knock and it shall be opened unto you. And I'm like, been knocking really hard for a long time, and I'm expecting the opening of the door to be one big, you know, just one instant kind of a event. And sometimes the answer, I think, presents itself. God presents the answer over the answer doesn't. There's a lot more to the answer than just Him taking away. In order for my character to build, in order for me to unlearn the bad habits and false beliefs that I've got ingrained in my brain, there's a lot more that is going to come with that answer. There's a brother in a group who shared kind of the same thing. You'd pray every day, you know, please take this away, so I don't want to continue this anymore. And it was never working. And he had the thought one time when he was praying, go talk to your family about this. And he was like, I can't do that. That's just take it away. And the answer, you know, sometimes I need to be willing to receive whatever the answer is going to be. And the answer often doesn't come as fast as I'd really like it to, or you know, the change in me hasn't been the lasting change in me hasn't been abrupt. It's been over time. But I also thought for a time that, I can't have my nature changed. All I need is to stop, you know, acting out sexually, and then I'll be okay. I didn't think it was possible to actually not want to act out, and actually to not feel the need to lust on a regular basis, you know, let alone like at all. And I had to recognize, it took some time for me to come to grips that Heavenly Father did and want a greater change for me rather than to just stop acting out in this one sin. He wants me to become a whole new person, and that's how I'm gonna find happiness and fulfillment. And I have a testimony that with his help and strength and following things that that don't always make sense to me, that those desires have changed. And I've had long periods of time where I didn't have any desire to act out. And I was like, no way, it works. And I still need to do things to maintain that. But if I get prideful and think that, I got this now, then I find out pretty quick that you don't got it as good as you think on your own, whether it's with addiction or anything else. I need his continued support and strength. And if I do stick to that, keep seeking his help, then things will go well over time. And so I'm grateful for Heavenly Father's help and patience with me, and say that in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thanks, Jason. Hi, everybody. My name is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
I am in recovery from sexual addiction. I've been blessed with 5.5 years of sobriety.
Awesome. Good job.
Tomorrow is my 15th wedding anniversary.
Cool. Congrats.
And I've been thinking about that. When I got married, I was already deep into my addiction. In fact, I was using it. This is really twisted, but I was using it as a way to resist temptation with my fiance. And I thought that when I got married, then the problem would go away. And of course, it didn't. And got much worse. And after several years of marriage, I finally confessed to my wife and to my bishop and stake president and the extent of the damage I had done in my life. And I was excommunicated. And that was in July of 2009. A few months later, I guess the experience that I most relate to this step with happened a few months after that. It was in October, and I was doing some home maintenance, and I was climbing up a ladder to work on the roof. And I don't know if I've told this story here before. I hope I haven't. But you know how on the second to the last top step on a lot of step ladders, it says, this is not a step? Well, being proud and at that point having a few months of sobriety, or at least abstinence from my addiction, and I pretty much thought I had it taken care of, and I wasn't even attending any meetings, and I start climbing up this ladder with my hands full of tools, and I stepped on the step that's not a step, and the ladder fell, and I tumbled and landed on my back in my driveway just as my wife was about to back out the car. And I remember laying there and sort of assessing my situation. I knew that I was hurt, and I knew that I didn't have health insurance. I knew that I was in really bad shape financially, and I didn't know how I was gonna be able to get the medical attention that I needed. And I thought it'd be better if my wife didn't see me behind her and just went ahead and backed on over me. My daughter and my wife got out of the car, and my daughter took off some of her doll's clothes to make a sling for my arm. And I held my arm with this sling and got in the car so we could go to the emergency room. And the doctor told me that, my humerus was broken. He told me that he hadn't had much luck with splint and sling method, so he wanted to operate, but I knew that I wasn't going to be able to pay him for whatever he was doing, and I didn't want to do a surgery. So it was just sort of ace bandage and splints, and I held my arm in a sling, and I went home. And then a few days later, I got really sick, and I couldn't even drink a glass of water and keep it down, and I knew something was wrong, and I didn't know what I was going to do. So ended up, I had to have one of my kidneys taken out as well. And so that was kind of a rock bottom experience for me. And I spend a lot of time sitting in the recliner listening to General Conference podcasts on my laptop, and I couldn't lay down in bed. I couldn't. It was too painful to lay down, and so I slept in the recliner every night. And I've been thinking lately about that experience and contrasting it to an experience I had a couple years later when I was waiting to find out if I could have my priesthood blessings restored, and didn't know how long it was going to take. And one Saturday, it was my anniversary. And my wife and I came home from dinner, and I saw in the caller ID that I'd missed a call from my stake president. So I called him right away, and he was excited because he'd gotten a letter from church headquarters that said that I could have my blessings restored. So the next day, we went, and that ordinance was performed, and then I had a temple recommend interview. And it was the first time in my life that I was asked the question, do you live the law of chastity? And I could look him straight in the eye and without any misgiving say yes. And it was a great experience for both of us, really. The next day, we went to Disneyland with our kids. So that's what I've been reflecting about as I approach my 15th anniversary tomorrow. It's a huge miracle in my life, and I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
And I'm recovering from an addiction to pornography and masturbation. When I first started my recovery process, it was radically different than going to step 6 and 7 and beyond. For whatever reason, the Lord decided to give me so much grace that I didn't have to put forth any effort, and all of a sudden I was different. So the more time's gone on, the more I've realized the kind of grace he's given me has been just a little bit different. I used to think that grace was that big, immediate Alma-type experience. But in my experiences and working the steps, I've come to understand that when the step says it requires humility most explicitly, there's a lot more to that statement than you might initially think. I don't know about anybody else, but trying to go through step 7 is a really difficult process. So much so that I'd say, be sure you're ready. Like, brace yourself. When you ask Heavenly Father to remove your shortcomings, he's going to do it. And it might not be pleasant. In fact, it probably won't be. I don't know how anybody else is, but I'm one of the biggest perfectionists that ever lived. If I don't do something perfect the first time, I get really frustrated, right? So my experience of taking step 7 is every time I supposedly, quote unquote, fail at something, it burns. Just that, the fire to overcome it, or the guilt or the shame, something about it always just burns. And I've come to realize over time that for most of my character weaknesses, at least, it's that repeated burning that smelts all the impurities off of me and helps me transform my character. More often than not, I'll look back one day and Heavenly Father will say, you remember this thing you were trying to overcome last year? Well, guess what? You're living. You didn't even realize it. Good job. So I don't have the strength or the discipline to just say, you know what? I'm going to conquer the world and then go conquer the world. I'm the one that it takes a little bit longer. But I testify that these steps really do work. Over time, probably without your realizing it, you look back one day and say, wow, look at how my heart's been changed, or wow, look at all these character weaknesses that have been removed from me, or wow, look how much closer to the Spirit I am compared to where I was. Those are a blessing. I challenge everyone to recognize your worth. It's not easy, but truth be told, you're not just a big collection of failures. You're a son of God, and very literally, your potential is a lot more than you could ever comprehend, at least in this life. So you're amazing. You'll know it someday. Might as well start now. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen.
Thanks, Michael. Thank you for your participation. We will now turn the time back to Elder Gibson.
Hi, my name is Elder Gibson.
Elder Gibson.
And I am so grateful to be in your midst. I recognize that I am in the presence of great men. I know for a long time that I struggled with my self-image. And because of my addiction to pornography and masturbation and fantasy, I felt that I was beyond the saving grace of our Heavenly Father. I have come to recognize, as He has been mentioned, has shown me that I am making progress, shown me that things that you were so critical and all-consuming in my life are no longer, they don't have any power in my life. I'm grateful for what you have to teach me every time we come here. I am grateful for my Heavenly Father that has shown me that, number one, He loves me, and that it's okay to reach out and care about others rather than being so focused on getting satisfaction from my addiction, but to reach out and understand that we are all in this together. There isn't one of us that doesn't need to have a pat on the shoulder or a hug to let us know that we are still in the battle. We're still in the race. We're still in the fight. I think that this is a war that is being waged now that began in the preexistence, and that we were, at least in my patriarchal blessing, it says that I was held longer in the preexistence for additional training to overcome and to recognize the things, that the weaknesses that I firmly believe that I accepted in my journey to come to the earth, that it would turn me back to my Father in heaven. We are on the front lines, brothers. We are those who have been coached and nurtured and tutored to come back to Heavenly Father, that we have these weaknesses and shortcomings, it's true, but we have been trained that at some point in our lives we recognize that fact, and that we finally will turn our lives back over to Heavenly Father. I am so grateful to be with you. I stand or sit in the presence of great men as you share, and I hear what you share, and we hear each other sharing. What marvelous things are taught. I think we're God's an embryo, and it's beginning to manifest itself in our lives, that we are learning that Heavenly Father can be depended on. He loves us and we love Him. And I love the opportunity of being with you, brethren, every week, because I feel that love reciprocated. Thank you so much for being here. Please remember that what has been shared here is confidential, and the opinions expressed here are those of the individual who express them and do not necessarily represent LDS Family Services or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I encourage you to purchase a personal copy of the guide for your own note-taking during the meeting and afterwards. I also recommend you using the study and understanding and action steps between meetings to help build on what you've heard and experienced in this meeting. Finally, I thank each of you for your participation. Your presence here demonstrates your humility and faith and inspires hope in everyone attending today. Would someone please volunteer to offer a closing prayer?
Our dear Father in heaven, we're thankful for the opportunity that we've had this evening to meet together as brethren. We're thankful for this program, for the hope that it gives us, and for the love that we feel from thee, for thy willingness to be with us and to help us. We're thankful for the many blessings that we enjoy in our life, and say these things in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 You have been listening to an actual LDS Addiction Recovery Program meeting. For more information or to attend a meeting near you, visit arp.lds.org or contact your local priesthood leader. To download a podcast of any episode of the Addiction Recovery Program, visit mormonchannel.org or arp.lds.org.